So there are, of course, a lot of sources of error, and if you go to a distinguished applied mathematics department, such as that at Cornell or Courant or Caltech, you will find a bunch of mathematicians who will study what the error in a particular numerical approximation is. And if you read books by people like Golub and Van Loan, Golub's at Stanford and Van Loan at Cornell, you will find a detailed discussion of the error. Now, although those books are very important and they give great insight into the discussions of the error, it happens to be true that in any real problem you cannot calculate the error. Namely, what you have to use these applied mathematical discussions for is to get some insight as to what controls the error. If you look, look at the last probably year and a half of our work on the so-called colliding black hole problem, which Tom Houghton and Scott Klasky are working with a bunch of people, that last year and a half is being devoted to a sort of artistic study of how to make the numerical equations converge. Because when you do the discretization in the real world, with in this case a complicated set of nonlinear equations, there is no realistic analytic analysis to decide whether the numerical error will be acceptable or not. So that's sort of one of the reasons I mentioned right at the beginning why parallel computing in some sense has taken a while to get accepted. There is no such thing as taking a numerical code and plonking it onto a new machine, which say runs 10 times faster. Well, unless you run exactly the same problem 10 times faster, what you tend to do is to run a different problem or a bigger problem, which has different numerical properties, and it tends to be quite a long time has to be spent understanding how to get numerically reasonable answers. And that understanding usually involves, say in the case of numerical relativity, a relatively deep understanding of the physics of the problem, because usually the error is connected to somehow the problem you're solving. So it tends not to be the so computer scientists in some sense are powerless with error. To study error, you really need to understand the science of the problem. All right. So errors have, here's sort of three forms of error discussed. There's the actual numerical error in doing arithmetic. That is typically not the problem. Usually the problem is some sort of discretization error, which is basically the error you introduce by taking a correct continuum theory and making it into a set of finite equations, because we've got to have a finite set of equations to be able to solve them. And the only error we can actually ever easily calculate is the so-called local area error, which is if we're iterating in time, you can usually estimate what happens at one time step, because you can get analytic errors, analytic estimates for the error when you just go forward you take one point and go forward, say one particle and go forward one time step. That's easy to estimate. The problem is what counts is a so-called global error, which you get by basically summing over all particles over all time steps, which is to calculate the global error is as hard as solving the problem itself, because the global error obeys the same differential equation as the thing you're solving for, so it's almost always impossible to calculate.